What is your real life when you have nothing to die for? Let it burn the fire from God in you. I think this is a very good song. It learns you to think about your life. That is something, I had a sermon on 27th of February. This is a long time ago, half a year. Do you know what I was, what the sermon was? It is not for nothing that you are here on earth, but there are a few goals for God. That is that you will learn God and love Him together with your children as a family, to have a real community, to grow in the following of Jesus, to serve Him and to serve the people by your gifts and your talents, and that you have a message of love for people around you. So you have a command from God. And where are you in your life journey, in your way of life, from the beginning to the end? What is your place now? How is it? Are you following the goal? Are you following the commanding? So this morning we will stand still. What am I doing now on my way of living? Am I filled with fire of the Holy Spirit? Many people have holidays now, and it is very good to have a walk in the nature, in the woods and on the lands and the sea. And then you can also think, where am I now on my life way? There was a time that Jesus took me, and it was the best time of my life. I was in a Reformed church, and in the week I lived my life, but God touched my heart, and I knew suddenly that He gave His life for me at the cross, and I was very enthusiastic. And I came in my church, for everybody should know what Jesus did for me. He was my savior. He saved my whole life, all the shit of my life. Everything He took from me at the cross, all my wrong things, and I got new life from Him, a new start, a new life. I was full of fire, and I started with my Bible to study, and I came to a conference, and I heard a lot about Jesus, and in that I learned a lot who God is for me, and Jesus, and the Holy Spirit. I was on a Royal Mission School for 2 years, so we wanted more and more to know about God and Jesus, His Son, and the Holy Spirit. I went to Hermann Bone, that's also somebody who educates in the Bible. So it is good to pray and to give your life to God and to know what is God's plan with my life. I was in the Reformed Church, and I wanted to share the gospel with other people. That they should have the same experience as me. It was a kind of obsession for me to tell the gospel to everybody. I had to work for Jesus. And we tried and tried, but it didn't work. And so we thought it is ready. We are ready here in our church, and now we and though we went to this church, and we were baptized here on this place in the stage here. And in the running of the time, we met a lot of people. And there was a text from the Bible that was my life text, my life word. From the Bible, that I took it with me in my life. So, and I wanted to keep it in my heart. Text for my life. And maybe you can also have such a text and you may pray for it. The Bible has many, many good words for everybody. And my text is this. Romans 12 verse 11. And do this, understanding the present time. The hour has come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. It is the fire of the Spirit. Enthusiastic. He will give us the fire through the Holy Spirit. There is something wrong with the PowerPoint. Okay. So I will blow the dust away. It was something, there came a time in my life that were a little bit dust about this text, about my life and on my life. But I want to blow it away. Where are you, where are we, none? Is there still fire in us? Or is it already extinguished, put out? Maybe there is some smoke, but the fire is not there anymore. And I want to read with you Romans 12, verse 1 to 13. Everyone must submit himself to the government authorities. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve that God's will is His good, pleasing, and perfect will. For by His grace given me, I say to every one of you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought, but rather think of yourself with sober judgment, in accordance with the measure of faith that God has given you. Just as each of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we have who are many forms, one body, and each member belongs to all the others. We have different gifts according to the grace given to us. If a man gifts his prophesying, let him use it. If it is serving, let him serve. If it is contributing, let him need for others, let him give generously. So, share with God's people who are in need. Practice His hospitality. That is our good faith, our good commands. In the Old Testament, they must offer animals with a fire. Jesus Christ is the same offering for us. It is the grace of God that He offered His life for us. And Paulus will show us that the offer in the Old Testament is in the New Testament, the offering of Jesus. It is also for me, Paul says. You can offer yourself on the altar. We will read it again. What Paul says is this. This is the Old Testament altar, and this is Isaac. Brothers and sisters, I urge you, in view of God, mercy of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice. But in verse 2, do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world. And verse 3, for by grace given me, I say to you, etc., etc. He says, I say to you, I urge you. Every time anew, it is a command of Jesus Christ. We have to educate others, and we may show the mercy of God. That is the command that Paul says to us. Be joyful in hope. Share the gospel, etc., etc. It is very much Paul says to us. It is not voluntary. It is he urges us to do these things. It is a kind of command for us. He does it to the Romans, but also to us here today. 11, verse 11. We read there, never be leaking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. So be enthusiastic. Be zealous. Enthusiastic. Full of the Spirit. Full of passion. Anteos, it is in Greek, and it means in God, to be in God. God is in you. Enthusiasm. You may have the Spirit of God or God's self in you. He dwells in you. Then you see these people springing and dancing. Be full of joy, full of passion, enthusiastic. The one time you can be enthusiastic by the touching of the Holy Spirit, or through when you listen to a song, or for a word. You can be full of enthusiastic over a text in the Bible, or for a song that is touching you in your heart. Maybe also full of enthusiasm to help the other people, so like these children. For example, there in Casa de Esperanza, you can be zealous to do this, full of passion, and give everything you have. You can be enthusiastic over a service you have been with in the church. Come on, let me have it together and experience it together. But sometimes it happens that the other people are not so enthusiastic mystic as you are. Because his heart was not touched or something like that. He has other interests, other opinions. If I talk about my own life, a few weeks I was not so enthusiastic, not to preach. And I started full passion. Maybe it is good to go to a course to speak in a good way. Go with passion when you speak about the Word of God, and follow a course. But sometimes you get some other opinions about your sermon, or people are critical and negative, and then your enthusiasm can go away and you are disappointed for the people around you. And then you think, I will never do it again. It is also always difficult to make a sermon and then they are full of critic about it. They say, you must be a little bit calm, don't be too enthusiastic. Be calm. And another is other opinions about you. It's too much, there is no money for doing something, etc. You will organize full of enthusiasm and passion, or you call up to pray, and when you start with this course or you prayer hour, then there are a few people who will come. Or to say, hey, don't wear shorts on stage. You cannot do that. And somebody did. And afterwards, there were many critics who said, how can you do it? You cannot wear shorts on stage when you are preaching the Word of God. And then you are people and you are wounded by that kinds of saying. And then your reaction can be, it will be by time, I will stop. And they all come, there are also words about me and the critical words, and I am demotivated. But it can also in other way. You can be sick and you cannot function in a normal way. That you are there are all borders you cannot go over. And you are full of shame, and sometimes you will go away. You feel extinguished. But sometimes people can be touched. We had to have the course of the spiritual training here by the Holy Spirit. Gifts of God, gifts of the Holy Spirit. And sometimes people say, yeah, you must believe more, must have more belief, more faith. you have not enough faith to be healed. And then your enthusiasm is extinguished. It can be put out, like the fire can put out. There are people who do not understand it. It will not listen. And you stop. But it can also, the novelty is gone. It is a routine. It is not new anymore. You are paralyzing, or the grass with the neighbors are more green than with me. And you must go to another church. There it is better. Why does it happen there and not here? There happens many beautiful things. There you have to be and not here. But you can go to another church. I do not find it here. I go to another church. And the fire is extinguished and you are very disappointed. Maybe also in a new church you will be disappointed. And the flame is out and your heart is cold. How can your life then be an offering to God? And Paul says, let it not happen. This is a feeling, but it is also a decision of will. It is a decision of your will. It is not a feeling, but it is a decision of your will. In the Old Testament, in an older translation in Holland, it goes of diligence, be zealous. And in school you got a report of your doings, and you got a good... you got a good or a better, you got a 8 or a 6 or a 5 or a 7, and when you were very good, you got a 9 or a 10. I have never had a 10, never a 10. That is the old translations. They can diligence, be zealous for God. Paul says, I urge you, brothers and sisters. You go for it. Your diligence must be on a good temperature, a good fire. Let it be on a good temperature every day, that you will be a temperature high of 100 degrees. It is just that you cook water on a flame. Today you need that fire, and the fire is from the Holy Spirit. And Paul says that you can get the fire of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, Jesus, is dwelling in us. And then there happens something that sets you in fire and flame for the gospel. You set water on the fire, but then it begins to cook, to boil, and it boils and it goes in every move. It is a movement in the water. The Spirit will come from you, in you, and as boiling water. Your desires, your passions, your thoughts and fantasies, your opinions will come in fire through the Holy Spirit. And there are 7 basic gifts from the Spirit: prophecy, service, education, comfort, giving, be a leader, and to give comfort to other people. We will share the gifts from the Holy Spirit, and you will give it to the community, to the church. But maybe you say, "But I have not this feelings, and I have not this gifts." But Paul says, let the Spirit come in you. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Maybe it is easier to be in the old life again. How can you be filled by the Holy Spirit? By praying. Praying always. That is the way that Jesus Christ shows us. The Father in heaven will give the Holy Spirit on everybody who prays for it, who asks for it. You can be filled by the Spirit when you give time to God every day. Maybe it can be early in the morning or late in the evening, but give God a time. In the morning, first get a fresh douche, and then go to the Bible and read and pray, and your heart will be warmed up. And when you are not baptized, come on, here you can see it, what you can do. Last week this happened in Ceylon with young people. You know, also young people from our church, hallelujah. Young people, teenagers, that's good. Of the battles in Ceylon, there was a baptized service. They had different courses, and now they will go for Jesus there in their life. With him, everything is possible. Nothing is impossible, but everything is possible with God. That is good. So go to conferences. Take an alpha course and give your life to Jesus. Why don't I have the Holy Spirit? Look for it. Desire it. Ask for passion. So God will give you new life, and the old life is over. Seek. If you knock on the door, the door will be opened by the Spirit, by Jesus. And when you ask God, come with your Spirit, He will come. And when you give your sins to Jesus, He will cleanse you for all the sins you have done. Give your life to Him. You are a beautiful creation, and you will be more beautiful when you give your life to Jesus. He will share His life with your life. Go with Jesus and follow Him. He is the leader, and you can follow Him, and you will be full of passion of the Holy Spirit. And then last thing, serve the Lord. You can be very enthusiastic about yourself and what the Spirit do in you. You can be a super soaker. This man made a water pistol. I have something. So you can... Anko, is he here? He was so enthusiastic. And he said, I can spread the water 9 meters. When I do this here in the church, I spread the water over you. It can be that you're over enthusiastic, that it is not about God, but it is about yourself, that you are central point. Look me, see me, what I am doing. And that is not the goal, that is not the meaning. It is serve the Lord. Serve other people. You can give the fire of the Holy Spirit to other people. But it's not the meaning that He will burn, that the other people will burn and get wounds from your burning. You must serve Him. I lay it down again here. Your fire you can give through. You would give it. Serve the Lord, says Paul. That is the Lord who is in heaven, on the right hand of God. And He is our Master, He is our Lord. He reigns over us, over our emotions, our desirings, our opinions. He gave His serving to us, His life, everything. He looked with His eyes upon God, and He wanted to do His will. That was the goal for Him. And He had to die, He had to have many wounds for us. He was obedient. And that is also for us. We must look upon Jesus. He is our leader. He is our Savior, our Redeemer. We must look upon Him. What are you doing? How is your life on this moment? Will you burn for Jesus? That is the good offering. Give your bodies as living sacrifices, says Paul. That is the command. And maybe it will be a dream for you also again to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Desire it, pray for it, and I will pray for you now. Almighty God, Father in heaven, thank you for everything we learn, that we may fire for you. And I will ask you for the Holy Spirit. And also I will pray for the people who do not know you yet, that they give their lives to you. Come with your Holy Spirit, Lord. Fill us with your Spirit every day, anew, Lord, as a good offering for you. It is a decision of the will from us. Help us, Lord, that you will make our will ready for your will. For other people around us, that all the people will be enthusiastic for you, burn for you. Will you touch our Lord with your Holy Spirit this day, and that we will be a fire for you in the name of Jesus, that we may be living water, that it will be boiling in us. Come with your Holy Spirit, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen.